Jim. Is Pepe's oh, never mind.
Backbone at a speaker. Let's go. Let me if Sunny's hopping on.
Alright, Sunny will be here in a minute, and then we'll kick things off in roughly 2 minutes. Let everyone hop in. Today's gonna be a big one. Alright. Sunny is here. He's hopping on, and then we'll get started here. We got the mad scientists in the house. We got the Backbone Labs team here, and I think everyone on Twitter the last 2 weeks knows that they have been all the hype and all the rage. So I think first of all, we should congratulate them for the largest stream swap in history with, what was it, 2.41 million, is that correct? Osmo, which I don't know what the nominal was on that. It was like 3.1 million nominal, which is, you know, amazing to see. Congratulations, guys. I think what we kind of want to know here today is, you know, tell us about it. I don't think our updates from the lab has recapped this yet, so that'll be good. And then we'll also talk about encourage you to talk about what the I guess unfolding after has been like. What's being planned now? Tell us about the last week.
I think I can get Zerko on this one. I'm gonna defer.
And maybe a little intros if we have different audiences today. Because I was in the other Twitter space, so like I feel like I already heard everything. I'm like, wait, I got to remember that the audience might be different today.
Yeah, I'll do a quick intro. So I'm Zerk, co-founder of Mad Scientists. Happy to be here. Thanks for organizing the spaces. Should be a good one. And I'm super excited about how this project launched, right? You mentioned the stream swap. I think it was super successful. We kind of wanted to experiment. I think that's the tagline or the catchphrase of these Mad Scientists is everything is an experiment. And I remember discussing with the team internally how it would be cool to do something that, is a little different for the mint process. And initially, they thought it was too complicated. But then Sisla, who's here, reached out and he proposed a very similar idea. And he had the infrastructure built out already. So we're like, let's go for it. Let's try something new. And he used that catchphrase. He said, everything is an experiment, guys. Let's try this out. Let's do it. And I feel like it's going to be a new way of minting NFTs, right? Because it has a lot of great perks. One, everybody can enter at any price, and then you will always get some tokens. There is no whitelisting process. I know a lot of people are tired of the whitelist thing. And ultimately, I think it was just good fun to try a different way of minting NFTs. So I really appreciate the team at StreamSwap and my own team and you guys on Osmosis for welcoming us. And that's been a super cool process. I'll go to the updates afterwards. I don't know if you have questions here. I don't know if JG had something to add as well.
Oh, speaking of what you just kind of went on, like with how you did your process, Will, do you think in the future users will be able to easily just do the same thing, but as an individual instead of a whole team? Just like how pump.fun, you make your own shit coin, but maybe you want to make your own NFT.
Aaron, I think you stole a little bit of the punch here, but might as well say it.
Shit, my bad.
We are kind of working on exactly that with StreamSwap. I don't want to reveal what it's for, but you got a lot of the ideas correctly here. We want to enable this, you know, this tech We want people to be creative. We want them to make art, make memes, make whatever. And I feel this is a very safe process as well for accumulating, you know, funds for LPs, right? Liquidity pools. I can't believe that in 2024, people still send money to a wallet that's, you know, held by one person and then expect tokens in return. Like that's just crazy talk to me. It makes absolutely no sense. In this case, it's fully, you know, on-chain. People convert their Osmo to the new token. You get the new token. You can see it. Everything's super transparent. So we are working on something around those lines to enable individuals to do that exact thing. I don't want to spoil too much because you already kind of gave away the the big idea there.
Oh, I didn't give it away. You just confirmed it. I was just asking. But this is a logical like pursuit, right? You know, like if I came to this same idea and then you guys are already pursuing it, then it seems pretty logical. I think like this is such an obvious alignment to make between two projects. And not only is it obvious and logical, but the fact that your stream swap was so successful and there's so much hype around Lab and the Mad Scientist, it's like that was a clear experiment to say like, hey, like this idea is a good idea. Let's full send it.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. I mean, we got a lot of requests from other NFT founders asking about this, meme coin founders asking about this. I think there's a lot of curiosity. And it really put, StreamSwap, I know Sisla for a while, is really put kind of this way of bootstrapping liquidity on the map, on Osmosis. And I'm hoping, and I guess everybody here is hoping, that we get much more activity through StreamSwap kind of, and Osmosis ultimately because of this, right? Because of this experiment that was successful, thankfully.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I think one thing I really loved about your stream swap was the super cool background, the custom background on their website.
Yeah, that's Kudo. Kudo couldn't make it, unfortunately, but he really loves to showcase the Mad Scientist IP, showcase all the artwork. And I'm super grateful as well to Sisla and the devs at StreamSwap for accommodating us in such short notice. They kind of just did that and it looked very magical. And I feel like the whole kind of experience or experiment came together because they allowed us to customize their website. And I'm sure more projects are going to be doing that in the future. And we'll be requesting for that because it was definitely really cool.
So I think one thing like people would be really excited to also see is your team at Cosmoverse and bring in the coolest swag in all of the Cosmos.
Okay, you're front running everything, but that's fine. That's fine. We are working on what kind of merch do you expect scientists to have? I mean, it might be a little obvious, but that's what we're working on.
I see. Should I just not guess because lab coats, lab jackets? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, again, this is a Spaces. We like to be very generous and liberal with information we give away on Spaces. Obviously, we're working with, you know, a pretty legit company on making something that's very special and unique, and that you can wear at Cosmoverse and showcase. I saw Sunny has, you know, he has the pirate costume, he has the Bitcoin costume. I don't know, does he have the lab coat?
Sunny's got many costumes, but he does not have a lab coat. Not to my knowledge, at least.
There we go.
The lab coat.
The first Cosmoverse, I did dress up as Wasmington, but my lab coat was the hotel bathrobe.
So that's Sunny a nice quality. Yeah, but now you'll get a legit one.
Sunny famously steals hotel bathrobes, I guess.
My mom works at a hospital, so I actually asked her to bring... She attended the first Cosmoverse. I asked her to bring a lab coat, and she brought it, but her luggage got lost on her way to Lisbon. And so I was like, oh, shit, I don't have a lab coat. I looked around for, like, costume stores. Nothing was there. And it's like, oh, hotel. I was about to go to the conference, and, like, the morning as I was walking out the door, like, next to the hotel, like, there was the bathrobe from the hotel. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. So I would like a real lab coat.
Wait. So one question is that, or two questions rather. One, if it's a lab coat, like it has to be a lab coat that you can actually wear out into the city, like a daily wear. And then two, is this going to be an NFT that's claimable? Like you buy the NFT and then you go claim it at Cosmoverse, just like Unisocks.
Hey, do you know how we mint our NFTs for mad scientists? You get the lab token and then you burn it to get an NFT. Well, in this case, it's the coat token that's coming up. So well, yeah, but it's very
similar. Ticker sign coat.
Yeah, you get coat, and then you and then you can redeem it for a lab coat. And it is a very fancy one. It is a very nice one that you know, if people see you outside, they're like, hey, that's a trendsetter out there. That Sunny has got some style. So
like
I hope people do enjoy it.
Like ideally the lab coat is perceived externally when you're walking down the city or walking down the roads. It's like, huh, I don't know if this guy won the scientific Nobel Peace Prize or is just like super swag.
Those both options are very positive. I was going with a third option that was maybe a little less positive. Maybe somebody breaking out from an asylum. But that being said, I like your options and I like the way you think. So yeah, but it is going to be a really fun process. I don't know if people ever did this fungible token to burn merch mechanism. I that's got to be pretty novel, I hope, or maybe I'm not aware, but Unisoc, right, is a very good pioneer for this.
Yeah, definitely. That'll be very cool. If you're not already in contact with the Cosmoverse team, you know, there's some of them in this Twitter space today. So, you know, we can make that connection if you need something there.
Would love to. Thanks.
All right, let's get back to the mad scientist conversation in lab. So the last week has been pretty wild. Can you kind of run us through with what's been happening for I guess on your end since the stream swap ended?
Yeah, I'll speak a little and then I want to defer to JG for all the tech stuff he's been building out in the, you know, in the background and everything else that he's been working on. So one thing that I really want to put out there, because I want to thank every builder from, you know, Osmosis or the Cosmos ecosystem as a whole, has reached out. It was so easy. I've never had such an easy time to do business development than being, you know, the co-founder of Mad Scientist. Everybody's reaching out. I don't know what kind of collab is going to come out of this, but it's been super friendly. And I've really enjoyed kind of connecting with these teams that are building on the network or building in the Cosmos. So that's been very fun. And I think that was one of our biggest focuses, is we want to showcase every protocol, every dApp, every builder in the Cosmos using or leveraging RIP. We need more eyes on the amazing builders that we have in the Cosmos. And that's going to be kind of the gateway we're hoping is going to be the mad scientists, right? So in that sense, you know, kind of this business development, these friends we're making along the way, that's been taking a lot of the time that we spend, which is, to me, very important, right? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so one thing, like, just to touch on what you just said, is like people know that IBC is an incredibly valuable piece of tech, but what they don't also see is that the IBC ecosystem, the social aspect, is also pretty much like IBC. It's just so easy to interoperate across all the teams and if you want to connect in BD, it's like instant and immediate. It's so much faster than any other ecosystem.
Yeah, everybody's in the same chats. It feels like, you know, it's just intuitive. It's just natural. And just for instance, right, StreamSwap just dropped today some reward NFTs to mad scientist streamers, and they dropped that on OmniFlix, and they've enabled lab token on OmniFlix as well. So you can go claim that, which is great. And on the parallel, right, we have this ICS 721 standard that's been implemented in most NFTs nowadays, and you can trade your Osmosis or OmniFlix or whatever NFTs on the Stargaze marketplace if you wish to do so. So all these chains kind of working together is really beautiful to see. And I think the future of, you know, kind of the crypto space as well. So I think that's why we're in the Cosmos, right? Because we do believe in that future. So like you said, it's been very easy, very cool. I'm super grateful to all the builders out there.
we wanted to pass it off a little to the tech conversations, right?
Yeah, I mean, JG, if you want to share a few things that you've been working on the past week, I feel people love it, as you know, there's a lot of things happening in the background.
I'm not even sure how I how I'm supposed to follow that that whole thing that just happened. I'm now I'm just
sir. Kidding. You are the anchor. Don't you worry about that.
I'm just joking. I'm not shy. I'm just kidding. So you know, for us, you know, for Backbone, like, I just touch on some things because there's probably a lot of new people. You know, we are not just a regular marketplace. We are an NFT5 protocol that is doing our own experiment of allowing NFT communities to manage and revenue share with LST protocols. And, you know, we see how this is going also with the multi-chain thesis, and how these dApps, it's about the dApp that can crawl seamlessly through the IBC on many blockchains. This is where we'll kind of get more decentralization and censorship resistance. But, you know, Backbone also recognizes that it's important to put up weight, like, you know, stations of culture on each chain. So this for us is kind of an experiment of unifying like the fracturedness of the cosmos after the break. And pairing with the mad scientist has just been the best experience, in the sense that, you know, they're so good at capturing the culture and telling a story and really, you know, uniting us again behind, you know, the common cause. The common cause is like, this is a movement of freedom, of transaction. And like, you know, it's so much more than just scientists walking down and like being funny, right? Like, there's going to be a whole new wave of users in this next cycle, like we've never seen before. And like, this is the beginning of how we prepare to educate them on self-custody, because, you know, if not, like, we're going to end up being, I don't want to get too political, but I'm kind of afraid of the CBDC, right? So it's really good to have our decentralized infrastructure locked in. It's better to be friends. Let's build bridges and keep making experiments, kind of, you know? So that's kind of what Backbone's about. Now, on the back end, we are, you know, contracts have been deployed on Osmos Testnet. We're going to be testing these things very, very shortly. I don't want to give any dates because I'm deferring to our partners on the marketing side of things, but things are happening soon. It's not like something that's like the silly soon where it's not really happening. Like, this is be soon. So I'm going to let Zerk handle those breadcrumbs.
Yeah, I got some more announcements today, so I kind of want to space them out. But I hope that helps you out, Aaron. I don't know if you had any follow-up questions to JG.
I do not have follow-up questions. I will let you take the follow-up.
Yeah, I want to do an announcement. Sorry. I don't know.
If shit. Announce away. This is the platform. This is it. Everyone here wants this to be it.
The good stuff. All right. I want to go one. I got three big announcements today that I wanted to do, kind of using this platform to do it. And in no particular order, right? So one thing that we've been talking a lot about is experimentation, and how this was an experiment. And again, the Osmosis community has welcomed us. The Cosmos community has welcomed us. And we want to enable more experiments so people can see kind of the cool shit that we can build. So that being said, we will be sponsoring a big hackathon for Osmosis with our friends. I'll tell you more details about it a little later, but that's one of the things that we want to be doing. Again, giving back to the community in that sense, we'll be creating a hackathon for people to kind of create some new cool shit on Osmosis, and hoping to push this NFT-fi space forward altogether.
What's the timeline on that hackathon? We're hosting a developer event on June 8th, I believe, in New York. You guys should definitely join that as well.
We'll coordinate. Ours is, you know, probably not the same incentives that you guys give away. That being said, ours has a very, very good NFT-fi scope. So that's kind of the flip side of it. So that's one of the things that we want to be doing, right? Like we spoke about kind of the culture-fi that we want to be bringing to Osmosis. The hackathon, I think, is going to be a great way to showcase all the talent there. And we're excited to kind of be organizing such a thing. Can I go to my next announcement, actually? Is that fine? Or is that 2 minutes? Yeah,
okay. We'll do the next announcement.
So this one is a little trickier. I hope Sunny still likes me after this, or you guys. I see a lot of validators there. But we will be launching a Mad Scientist Validator. But wait for it. That validator will have 0%-ish commission. So what does that mean? Because it's 5%, right? We will be using all the staking rewards that we get to buy back Lab and airdrop it to the stakers. So pretty simple concept, right? I hope you don't, you know, delegate all your Osmo to us. We just kind of want to, again, give back to the community by providing an infrastructure, a platform for, you know, stakers that maybe want another choice or just want to kind of give back to the, you know, we kind of want to give back to the community by offering a 0% commission validator.
So you would set it at 5, but then you would just buy the Lab and burn it.
No, we would airdrop it back. That's kind of you know, so those are the two things. We would either airdrop Lab, and in some instances we could buy a whole Mad Scientist NFT and then airdrop it to a lucky winner. This model has been done previously for, you know, different chains, so it's not something that's completely new, but we're giving away all our staking, you know, rewards for this. We have somebody that's very trustworthy and that can run a good validator, so just adding, you know, a little extra fun, another experimented layer. We'll see if people do enjoy it. If all the validators tell me this is an awful idea, I'm sorry, and maybe we might not do it. I don't want to piss you guys off, so...
I see. Well, that's not for me to take either side, but I do think experimentation is pretty valuable, and it's possible as long as you're within, you know, the agreed upon like constraints of the 5%, I guess. Then, like, is it really? I think the experiment could still be very interesting. You know, if you're making some people unhappy, it's possible that, you know, maybe you're doing something right. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying maybe.
Yeah, if it goes out of hand, we might, you know, if it goes to the top of the validators or something, just because people want to be doing this, I'd rather, we might correct our course eventually on this. But this is kind of an idea that we really wanted to do with Kudo and myself, kind of looking for ways to give back to the community. And I feel like 0% staking used to exist, right? But we do want validators to make money. We made money in another sense, right? Like everybody kind of participated in this stream swap. So basically kind of paid your entry to stake for 0%, in my opinion. JG, I think you had your hand up. What do you think about this idea?
Oh, no, I think it's a great idea. I just wanted to also highlight the fact that the Mad Scientist Validator is the first validator joining the Gravedigger set. So the Gravedigger delegations will also fuel the shenanigans that you are speaking of.
Yeah, we're kind of rewarding ourselves with delegations, I guess. but should be an interesting approach. Again, like these are all ideas and that are coming into execution very soon, but we're very flexible and open to what the community feels and thinks, kind of want to be doing this. But if any of the validators have thoughts against it, please DM this official account and we'll chat about it. And maybe we might do it in a different way. I don't know, Sunny, what do you think about it? Like, would people, you feel that it's okay, appropriate?
I feel it's a little more okay because the distribution is being done in Lab rather than in. I feel like just distributing the commission directly feels like it's a direct just bypassing of the commission rate. The fact that you're distributing something else, it's still, you know, if governance has an issue with it, I think they can make a proposal to be like, hey, like we got the DAO request like stopping this, but like. I feel the fact that it's done in a different token makes it slightly different. Okay.
Nice. You got your blessing.
Go ahead. There's one more thing. So after the mint, there will be a DAO will be formed for the Mad Scientist, and validators will be able to apply to join the Gravedigger. So we will have a better spread of decentralization as we grow. I don't want people to think that it's going to stay a small set.
Yeah, that's a great point. We've had a lot of validators reach out to ask for how they can join the Gravedigger initiative or being part of this liquid staking derivative program. And the answer to that is after the mint, there will be a DAO form with Mad Scientist NFTs, and they can basically vote on the set that they feel is appropriate, right, to be part of, these new validators. So great point, JG. That's important to mention.
You know, the theme, the Gravedigger, like really reminds me of Yu-Gi-Oh, where there's the Grave Robber card, and then there's like Call of the Haunted for like, you know, the graveyard. I don't know if anyone here is a Yu-Gi-Oh fan, but I was recently collecting Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
I don't want to leave you hanging, Aaron. I will say that go Yu-Gi-Oh.
I didn't mean to sidetrack the conversation. I'm just a passionate Yu-Gi-Oh person here. All right, let's go back.
All right, let me close out with the last announcement that I wanted to share. And it's not the mint time, so just, again, mind your expectations. But I think this one is pretty big. I think people are going to enjoy this one, and we actually got the idea from somebody in the community. I hope they do recognize themselves, because I did say it was a decent idea. So, as you know, most of the, right, like this collection, I feel is going to be, well, we hope it's going to be successful. So there will be a lot of trading once the NFTs mint, right? There'll be a lot of secondary sales. And we have decided that all the royalties that we get from the secondary sales, because we will be setting royalties, but all of those royalties will be coming back to the community, whether it's, again, buying back lab, airdropping it, or creating some sort of initiatives, but all of it is going to come back to the community. We're going to do that. We're committing to that for the first year minimum. So hoping that, people trade a lot because they're going to get rewarded a lot afterwards. Again, this has really been powered by, I don't want to say it, but how successful the stream swap was, right? Now, at this point, we can kind of give all these gifts away because we want to thank y'all for kind of participating in the stream swap. And now we want to kind of double down on this community and make cool shit happen. And airdrop you guys some lab if we can. Go ahead, JG.
Yeah, I definitely would like to take a moment just to highlight, like, this whole event was so powerful because of the teams that have buckled down and never quit. That's really what it comes down to, right? Skeleton Punks, Whales, White Whale, Osmosis, Wreck Gang, Stream Swap, we got Coin Hall. We have a lot of convergence here, and I think that's really the most exciting story right here, is that there's just a different kind of synergy that can occur in the cosmos. And to me, that is that's the buying value. That's why, to me, Lab is so exciting, of like what everything it kind of leads to, what we're able to really see, like for the first time, everybody's tech kind of coming together and working in unison. And so as we move forward and the experiments continue and like the next layer builders come and like find like the next game of toys or value unlocks to try to capture, this is where it's going to get fun. This is where the bull market's going to get crazy. DeFi will come back, and NFTFi, I think, is going to be a big fun part of it in this next run. I'm excited. I'm just so excited. It's an honor to be here,
Yeah, you got plenty of ways to earn, right, on your Mad Scientist NFT, whether it's the Gravedigger, whether it's the secondary sales, whether it's, you're staking with the validator. As I mentioned earlier, we've been having lots of great chats with all these builders on Osmosis, wink, wink. So that's definitely a great idea. And obviously our goal here is to build an amazing community on Osmosis and really have fun with it. Everything is an experiment, as we said.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, for sharing. I think we should see if anyone has questions for you guys in the crowd. Questions in the crowd, please raise the hand.
Yeah, might as well, for those that haven't joined the Discord yet, or I know I see the Deacon Jake was there. Jacob was there. He does not like the Discord.
hate Discord. I fucking hate Discord.
I'm sorry. But we got all this cool tooling built out in the Discord. Basically, you can verify if you hold lab, then it gives you access to this gated channel. But I think what's more interesting is the fact that You can tip people in Lab. You can tip people in Osmo. You can tip people in NFTs on Stargaze within the Discord. You can do mini airdrops within the Discord. So there's like a lot of powerful features that we have already implemented within the Discord. And that's thanks to our friends at FlipSuite that have been incredible throughout this journey. So appreciate them. And yeah, go check out some of the cool tech that's been built in Discord as well.
Awesome. We've got Chris Morgado. Turn on the mic.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Sounding great.
Yeah, great. Thanks. Well, first of all, you guys are all doing an amazing job, and it's been quite difficult, I guess, to go live for, I guess, reasons we don't know. But the question I have is, for people that bought Lab outside the swap, can they buy Mad Scientists? And if so, how can you protect those that bought during the swap? If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So one, the people that did not participate in the stream swap can mint a Mad Scientist NFT if they hold 10 labs. So 10 lab is the amount that you need to, you know, to mint a Mad Scientist NFT. And the people that participated in the stream swap, well, I believe they got in at an average of $41 or something like that. So one lab, $41. So they kind of are protected by the gains that they got from the lab token, right? I think the lab token is $80 or is it 90? I don't know. But it kind of, they got that value appreciation after, you know, having participated in the stream swap. So everybody can mint as long as they hold 10 lab. There is no, it's impossible for you to not be able to mint if you hold 10 lab, because the supply of lab is 100,000. And the amount of Mad Scientist NFTs is 10,000. So kind of the math will always make sure that, you know, there's some left for you to mint if you hold 10 lab. Does that answer your question?
It does. It does. Because my concern, I guess, can you still hear me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, great. Thanks. I guess my concern, and I suppose some of the community concern, is that we keep kind of checking in for when the announcement is going to be made. And I guess you're having difficulties making sure that it goes live. People might feel that they might miss the opportunity. And I guess you're saying the MATS is there to protect this. But I guess the question, or the elephant in the room, is what's the main blocker that is causing the delay? Is it technical? Is it because the coding is not right?
How do you know it's not just marketing? I mean, why are you assuming the worst? Like, we have everybody's attention right now in the cosmos. Why are we just rushing immediately? We are gathering attention. We are unifying builders. We don't just want to waste this beautiful opportunity to showcase what is available in the cosmos. I don't know why everybody is in a rush or assuming the worst. Like, we're a team that have been here for years and have built from nothing. We have no VCs. We are a community team, and we are here for the long haul. So everybody, just let's have fun again. We locked this LP for 180 days, and once you hit the unlock, like, nothing's going anywhere. The token set to the burn address, the famous burn address, and we are teams that have well established. And if you have questions for me, you can always DM me. I would love to talk to you. We're here to like reestablish trust, have a different way of doing this. Osmosis is a great way to showcase this. That's all we're trying to do here.
I understand. It's just because we users, we generally expect things, I guess, probably quicker than builders, I suppose. I apologize for that. But it's just because the swap went so smoothly that people were expecting a release within a few days. And like, the longer it passes, then we start thinking, is this just pure marketing? Because the hype is already up to a point where I don't know how much hype we can get out of making the delay or maybe the unlock. But I understand if you got other reasons other than just building. That makes sense. Well, thanks for your time. That's all my questions.
Thank you for your participation. I appreciate it very much.
Awesome. is it M Styles next?
Yes, GM, everyone. Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir. GM.
Perfect. Will we be able to trade the NFTs on another marketplace like Stargaze, for example?
Yeah, so, well, JG gives me the thumbs up, and I think we spoke with Sunny as well on this. These are ICS 721 enabled, So if you want to be bridging them to Stargaze trading there, I mentioned this earlier, I love Stargaze, but it's also, it would also be cool to trade, you know, on the Osmosis native marketplace. And I know Stargaze is also coming to Osmosis, so everything's going to be tradable wherever you want it to be because of ICS 721. So that's pretty awesome.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
I just would like to highlight that, you know, based off of Zurich's last announcement, that trading on Osmosis will also have no royalty. So
same for Stargaze, by the way. Same for Stargaze. The only issue on Stargaze is, I think, well, it's not an issue. It's just that there is a 2% marketplace fee. I don't remember exactly. That one we can't refund you. But on Osmosis, I guess, well, there is a Gravedigger Necropolis marketplace fee as well that you'll have to pay. So we're only talking about the royalties from, you know, the collection royalties, right?
No, that's great. So if there's more volume on a certain side, we can go to the other side. So thank you very much, guys.
Awesome. Yeah, ICS 721, the proposal was just approved the same time as the during the lab stream as well. So, you know, I don't think the timing was a coincidence. I think people saw the excitement around it and wanted to make sure that it's there. But yeah, ICS 721 is coming. It will be live on Osmosis, I was told, by end of this week. So that means, yeah, you'll be able to bridge, you know, your mad scientists to Stargaze, to OmniFlix. You know, everything will be an interchain NFT. And there's a lot of other really cool stuff from like a bunch of different projects like Arc and Fractal. And, you know, ICS 721 is like, it's amazing because it's here like just in time. I think with like, I think Cosmos NFT season is like beginning, right? We had like Mad Scientist and Sloth this week, obviously, as well. Then you're going to have like, you know, Fractals pretty soon. And yeah, it'll be really exciting.
We had Bad Kids before that as well, right? So I feel like put us on the map, and now everybody wants Cosmos NFTs, which is great.
Awesome. Stream Slop. Is that Sisla?
Yeah, that's right. Sisla here representing StreamSwap. Hi everyone. Firstly, I think like I've been talking too much with the lab team since the last few days, you know, since the last 10 days. It has been a crazy ride, not just for the Lab Osmos stream, but also for StreamSwap in general. And, you know, I'll say it on the stage again that, you know, thanks to the Lab Osmos stream, you know, there was a lot of onboarding that was done. A lot of people discovered StreamSwap for the first time. I also believe they, you know, this was an interesting event for Cosmos-based onboarding, you know, as an ecosystem. You know, I have a question for Sunny, or like two questions. One, Sunny, you know, what are your thoughts? You know, we discussed this a long, long time back during a call, and you know, since then, you know, like with Lab as the first project, you know, making sure that it was done the right way, or done in a way that made a lot more sense, you know, was an experiment, but definitely well thought out. And, you know, firstly, what is your take on this type of a launch? And also with Lab as a not Lab, but Mad Scientist as a project capturing the cult. And, you know, of course, your vision on NFTs on Osmosis. Yeah.
I mean, I think like the line between fungible tokens and NFTs like becomes more blurred. We saw this early on we saw this happening a little bit on Ethereum right now with like ERC 404, but like, you know, Lab being like, you mint it, you burn it to you mint the NFT, or you have, you know, with Fractals, you have a token that tracks the floor price of an NFT. You'll have like different, you know, I think the thing is like fungify, most of DeFi and most primitives are designed around fungible tokens, right? Whether it's StreamSwap or the Osmosis DEX or lending protocols or leverage protocols like Lavana, right? Like they're usually designed around fungible tokens. So if there's some like direct linking between NFTs and some fungible token that lets you use these like fungible tokens the fungible tokens to like use the, you know, you can, it makes it much easier to borrow against you know, your bad kids or something, right? In order to in Mars, if they accept like a fractionalized bad kid or something like that. So yeah, that's kind of why I think that StreamSwap will definitely just like continue to grow as a popular launch pad for all sorts of things, like both for like NFTs, for meme coins, and obviously for like legitimate projects as well. The next thing I'm actually, the big thing I'm excited about next for StreamSwap is using it for not just new launches, but for like OTCs, for example, right? I mean, one thing I would like to see is have the Osmosis community pool start to diversify its treasury a bit. And so, you know, maybe like we experiment with doing a like, hey, let's have the Osmosis community pool auction off bonded Osmo, right? Like locked Osmo, but for Bitcoin. So that way it's like, you know, normally like treasuries usually do these sorts of things like off market with like VCs, and you know, you sell like, you know, discounted Osmo for like a 1 year lockup or something. But it's like, you know, with StreamSwap, we can actually make it easy for anyone to participate and get the same access to these deals that like would normally have to go to like these VCs, for example.
Yeah, I want to add one idea as well that I was super excited and I feel is very timely, is Stream Pay. So I know a lot of these NFT projects are getting airdrops nowadays, and they're getting those tokens immediately, right? And some of them insta-dump or insta-stake, whatever it is. But StreamSwap has developed this platform called Stream Pay, where you get the gradual release of the token, basically like vested tokens, right? But you can enter the addresses, and it's really cool. I feel like it kind of can protect the token all at the same time, you know, giving a really cool airdrop to different communities. So many fun things you can experiment with on StreamSwap. So thanks for building it up.
Yeah, I mean, I just share a thought on what Sunny just said. Wow, on this side, I can't help but smile. This is definitely, you know, what is being built next. Sunny, yeah, there are a few plans that, you know, we did not share, like the Osmosis team as well, but, you know, this is on the roadmap, and we're also considering maybe, you know, proposing the AA DAO to utilize StreamSwap on maybe Cosmos Hub, to if that proposal to diversify the community pool ever goes live and it happens, you know, this is something that, you know, we are considering doing. So, you know, very well, I mean, this is what we honestly wanted to hear, and thanks for sharing this. Definitely this is more than an experiment, and you know, all the infra that's being built will 100% support this. Yeah. And just a small thing, like StreamSwap actually happened a couple of years ago on a space like this one. So definitely, you know, very glad that these spaces are happening on a monthly basis. Would have, you know, personally loved to see it like more often. But, you know, this platform is very much needed, and kudos to the entire team for making sure they organize this as well as they do.
Awesome, guys. All right, let's pass it to Distinguished Rekt Fellow.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, guys. So this is Distinguished Rekt Fellow, as Aaron said it. Good to join the spaces. This is my first spaces with the Mad Scientist team and the Cosmos team, which helped them launch the project. So first of all, congratulations to the whole team on a successful launch. I loved the price discovery portion of this launch. It was a very very unique launch, and I loved being a part of it. I have been a part of Red Gang for as long as it has existed. So I know Zerk and Kudo from Red Gang, and that was the reason why I became a part of this. A couple of quick questions. I know that there is Osmo drops announced for the NFT holder. So if people have more than two NFTs, they get Osmo drops from the staking. Is it dropped even for lab holders, or is it just for Osmo, for Mad Scientist holders?
Yeah, so for the Gravedigger, how we designed it right now is going to be for the NFT holders, those that stake too. But I wanted to say that we want to be taking care of all our holders, all the lab holders, not just single or double NFT holders. Especially, I think this is one of the biggest kind of perks or the powerful thing about these fractionalized NFTs, or in our case, having a token and then having an NFT, is the size of the community is limitless, right? You can have maybe 2,000 NFT holders, but you can have 100,000 lab token holders that all work with you. So you get this massive community on top of having some really cool art. So in that sense, we want to be taking care of everybody, but for the Grape Diggers specifically, it's for the two NFT stakers.
Okay, so is it instant unstaking, or is it? Does it have any time period for unstaking a NFT?
JG, what did you put on the skeleton punks? So
It's a 7-day unstaking window, and then it's free to claim.
Okay, cool. So my next question is to Zerker again. Like, what was the motivation behind having a pixelated art as opposed to regular non-pixelated art, if I could call it as that?
I mean, I love pixel art. I don't know. I guess there's a lot of personal preference in here. The mad scientist kind of vibe came for us from like the 70s, you know, those 80s cartoons, those 90 cartoons. And I kind of feel like I have like this pixelated TV screen in my mind, right? Like, you know, it's not the same plasma screens that we have right now. I just love the pixel art. Yeah. Kudo loves it. And it kind of fit the vibe as well. So, but all art styles are great. I love it all. So, you know, kind of very, very creative decision made there.
Right. Yeah. With that vision in mind, I think that it makes sense to use a pixelated art. So, yeah, that's it from me. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for asking those questions. On the note of those drops, similar to how Bad Kids have been getting lots of drops, do you think Mad Scientists will start getting some drops?
I don't know what I'm allowed to say here, but we are working on it very hard. Some have been confirmed already, so yes. And like I said, we've been doing a lot of BD, making a lot of friends. I'll stop there.
All right. Well, he neither confirmed or denied anything, but he said he is working on a lot of BD. So that's exciting. And then what about dgen.stars? Come on up and speak.
Yo, what's happening?
How's it going, man? Love your sunglasses.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, couple of things. Okay. I got to file my brain here because it's always in many places. A really simple one. Are we going to get to be able to see our balance on Kepler? Like, right on the main page without going to Osmosis. What holds that back? Do you know?
For the lab token? I think you can add the contract address. Kepler doesn't natively display factory tokens.
Okay.
If we can get you the contract address in the Discord and you can add it to your Kepler, I believe.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. That sounds very simple. Yeah. I was talking about specifically for lab tokens.
Oh, I'll message the Backbone team after. There's a Kepler chain like token registry on GitHub. You just have to add the info there, and then it'll show up for all Kepler users by default.
Okay.
Well, there we go. That sounds awesome. The man speaks.
We'll get it done today. Sorry about that.
No worries. And also the one dude was mentioning how, like, why hasn't it launched yet? I mean, I remember right at StreamSwap, you guys said like at least 10 days at least, right? Wasn't that the original announcement?
Yeah, that's what. Yes. Yeah. We're tracking. We're right in the right window.
Yeah. I know. I'm in no rush for this. I've been excited just watching the lab token go. And also the other thing is once the mint is live, it just goes forever, which is awesome. So I'm in no rush. But anyways, that's really all I had to say. I'm sure I had another question, but like I said, my brain's all over the place. And it's not here at the moment.
Hey, I see you in Discord, DJ. Keep up the good fight. I love it. And yeah.
Oh yeah, I like showing up and participating in communities. I'm a big fan of the cosmos, and I mean Stargaze especially. And yeah, I like hanging out in different communities and meeting the different people and finding out what's happening. So, all right. Well, hey, I'm excited for everything. Sounds great. Later, all.
All right, we've still got a few requests, and it's you know, we've only got 7 minutes left on this. I'm not sure if we want to pivot to some updates from the lab, traditional from Sunny giving updates, or do we take on more questions?
I'm happy to. I you know, really quick, just want to you know, I think the thing that from the core dev team side that people are probably most interested in asking questions about is Alloyed assets. So if anyone, you know, I know it's there's a forum proposal that went up, but if anyone wants to shoot any questions about that, I'm also here to answer. Gotcha, or the gotcha. New earn page.
Yeah, I think we've had PBR here waiting for a while, so let's have PBR speak.
Nice, thanks. Good morning. Good morning. I have a question for Mad Scientist. I'm a fan of Kudo's art. We all are. So, you know, it kind of bothers me that we may never see all of the art, you know, because that would require every single lab token being redeemed for a JPEG. What if you were to, you know, you're talking a big game of all this business development? How about you find another use case for lab, and then you can lower the price eventually of our JPEGs? How about that?
So, you know, the main point that you were making, and I love your flower, PBR. I know who made that one. It's very beautiful. So for the art, Kudo was planning, and this is what he was planning. Again, that can maybe be changed. But his vision was to put up the whole collection on the website so you can browse through traits and see all the mad scientists that are available and kind of check out the art and also know which ones remain unminted. So basically, if ever you see one that you really like in the pool that hasn't been minted, well, maybe you can roll the dice and try to, you know, try to mint them out. But you will be able to see all the mad scientists, basically. So hope that answers your questions or your request.
Yeah, right on. That works for me. I know how to right click save, so I don't mind. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
I think it's also worth noting that there's this really interesting dynamic that what's going to happen when the lab supply gets to like only 10,000 or 20,000, and people are seeing what's available. There'll be like this intrinsic value, like 10 lab, I guess, would always be more valuable than the floor price of a mad science day. Like there's a bunch of like, different things that can start to occur in this micro NFT fi market that we're all discovering together. It's pretty impressive. And
Diesel, you've been up here for a while.
Hey, what's up? It's been a while since I've been in one of these spaces, so it's really nice to see some hype and like something cool to do with Osmosis. I had a question for the mad scientists and I guess the Osmo team as well. Are you guys able to hint at like any upcoming features? The way I see it is this is like a replacement for Wasmo NFTs. And with Wasmo NFTs, you could do some pretty cool stuff like outfits and you get like levels and stuff. And maybe there's some PvP element, but are you guys able to hint to any like features like that coming up?
Gamification of our NFTs is, I guess that's how I would put it. In your request, we will be trying to push for different integrations. All right, so things like you know, metaverses or using your IP for, you know, all these different things, but you know, kind of modifying the JPEG on chain, that's not really in our plans right now. We kind of I'll speak for myself as Zerk. I kind of like having, you know, a JPEG on chain unmodified, And if I do want to do something different with it, there's different filters, there's different skins, and that could be done like on a quote unquote Web 2 platform where I can decorate it or something like that. Maybe for Halloween, you know, I don't know, whatever it is. But seeing pushes for new IPFS, right? Because some projects do that, right? They kind of push for a new IPFS, or they do art upgrades and things like that. I feel like it breaks down from the beauty of the original art. Like, you have a bad kid, right? And you kind of appreciate it because it's always been that way and it will always be that way. And, you know, that's kind of an art piece that's going to withstand the test of time because it's inscribed on the blockchain. So for me, that's really important. And I just, maybe it's just my personal preference for certain type of NFTs, but I'm not the biggest fan of dynamic, you know, gamified NFTs, unless it's part of a game, right? Unless that's kind of its whole purpose is to upgrade your sword, right? I hope that answers your question. And I think it's a good idea. It's just, you know, my vision.
Yeah, no, totally. I just saw this as like, you know, Wasmo NFTs kind of died down. I haven't seen any activity from them in a while. I don't know if it's still going, but no, definitely great answer. Appreciate it, the response. Thank you.
All right, we are coming up on time here. I'm not sure how long everyone here can stick around. I'm happy to stick around a little longer, though. What about you guys on your side?
I'm good. It's up to y'all. I mean,
all right. All right. Let's have a Lil Empanada come up here.
Nice. Thank you. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Cool. So I don't know if you guys touched on this before, but I know that there's the main difference between having one and two NFTs is based on the staking aspect of it. But I'm wondering if there's any other main differences besides that.
To me, there is no difference besides that, right? I mean, you hold two if you want to be holding two or more. That's your choice. You can hold two and maybe some tokens or whatever combination you feel free. It's your choice. And really, again, this is my opinion as Zerk. If I had to choose, and I'm sorry to say this, but if I had to choose, I would make every NFT stakeable, right? Like, I would like, you know, everybody to be part of the experiment. And because I truly believe that just holding one is really your ticket to the community. In our case, actually, it's holding a little bit of lab is your ticket to the community. But in terms of like regular NFTs, I really enjoy when just one gives you a lot of perks. And I hate when there's like, you need to hold 100 or you need to hold 10 to get like, you know, more perks than the regular folk. So to me, that's a little, you know, usually it's a little unfair and I don't like this process. But in this case in particular, we kind of have to go with two, and JG is going to explain a little more. But everything else, right, outside of the staking mechanism, we will make sure that just the single NFT holders get the rewards as well. And everybody gets something in a proportional fashion. So if you hold one, you get one reward. If you get three, you get three. It's not exponential, right? So that to me kind of makes sense for NFTs.
Cool. Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to touch on one thing. Like, there's a reason why we do it. Because this NFTFi Gravedigger system has a different, like a completely different yield model than I would say any other NFT system. We don't want to get too close to, you know, the security stuff. And so a buy one, sell one, get one, stake one, earn one, that's very close to that. But, you know, if it's a community utility, we were advised that this is a better way to do it. And it needs to happen at an unlock because really these are communal, you know, we are focused on communal earning paradigms, you know, within the communities at the community level on each chain and backbone. And then actually, you know, we have a different token that's coming out called Soul, which will link all of these Gravedigger communities together, right? So that's the reason why we don't, if we could, it would just be one, you know, it's just based off of protecting ourselves.
Diesel, did you have something?
No, actually, I was just trying to peace out. Have a great day, guys.
All right. See you, Diesel. What about Holy Folly? Let's add you. And I'll also add some others if Holy's connection is failing. All right, Kiku is spamming the emoji, so I'm going to add Kiku here and see what's going on.
Hey, what's up? Be prepared. Oh, there we go. Yeah, Kiku has the most manly voice with the most.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
What's up, everybody? This is a question for Osmosis team. I know you guys had OsmoCon in Austin in 2022. We were coming up on CoinHall Consensus or CoinDesk Consensus. I mean, next month. And I think it's the end of next month. It's going to be hype. Obviously, that's like the Super Bowl of finance and crypto and all of that shit. Is Osmosis going to be out there at Consensus this year? And maybe next year we could have a mad scientist party in Austin at the next Consensus CoinDesk. I mean, that would be dope. Everyone showing up in lab coats and shit. Get some DJ sets going. I mean, we could do like a collab party with like Stargaze, Bad Kids, Mad Scientists, and like take over Austin. And really, I mean, Texas is big. Like everything's bigger in Texas, including Mad Scientists, Bad Kids. I mean, you got to show love to these sloth people. But I mean, if we all unite, like we need to stop fighting and all this. Like, what if we're all just great together? Imagine that shit.
I do think having an event with the Mad Scientist would be really cool, actually, like especially at Cosmoverse. I have one question. Are you based in Texas? Because I dislike traveling to Consensus every year. So I don't know if I'm personally motivated to go back to Texas.
Yeah, I'm in Dallas area, but I mean, Texas, I mean, it's just like everyone comes to Austin for these events typically. But I mean, there's other events, but it seems like this is the biggest one. From what I'm seeing, this lineup looks crazy for all of the speakers and like government officials and shit. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, I feel like with like Texas and Consensus, like the Cosmos presence isn't zero, but it's much more difficult. Like there are so many events going on, and how many events can all the Cosmos teams go to? So Cosmoverse is the obvious one where everyone will be at. I think like Token 2049 Dubai is going to be a pretty big Cosmos presence. But, you know, like it starts like dwindling how many that every team can go to across the year, right? So like I think the mad scientists have to pick the most strategic one.
Yeah, 100%. I see that Akash is like one of the sponsors this year. So, I mean, that's cool. And definitely the presence isn't big, but maybe we could get it bigger. Like that just takes us all getting out there and putting it on the map. I mean, it could be an event where maybe we unify with other communities that have a bigger presence in that area. And then just like that, we're all out there together. I mean, we all have similar interests at the end of the day.
Yeah, definitely worth exploring though, for sure.
That's pretty much it. Thank you.
All right, Kiki. Babu V.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for bringing
boy.
Me up. So I'm the self-proclaimed CEO and chairman of BBL. That's Babu Labs. And my question is to Team Osmosis and Mad Scientist. Mad Scientist, if they had any advice and suggestion regarding NFTFi for small projects that want to move from Cabal Gaze or Stargaze to Osmosis, and if Osmosis had anything in place to support small projects to come over. Thank you.
Sorry, what was the question? Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, so it was just that if Team Osmosis is supporting mm-hmm. small creators to come over from Stargaze to Osmosis regarding for NFTFi, so we want to come over mm-hmm. to Osmosis and drop our BBL token, mm-hmm. that's Babu Labs token, on mm-hmm. StreamSwap potentially. So if there was anything in place for that, and
yeah,
just...
I mean, would love to like you know, for issuing something on StreamSwap, you know, you just shoot a message to the StreamSwap folks. They can get definitely help you get started. You know, we do have, you know, this part of it was you know, any asset that's listed on StreamSwap will get like listed on Osmosis as a verified asset by default. So as long as, you know, we're kind of relying on the StreamSwap team to do some basic due diligence here for us. But so yeah, that, you know, your token will definitely be able to be listed. And so this is a new token basically for related to an NFT, right?
Like I said, what we're working on then is also this the fractal system. Maybe I think I've been mentioning it a bunch here, but I haven't, like, I feel like I explained in the last the Mad Scientist Twitter space. I don't think I explained it here, but basically fractal is this like protocol that allows you to fungify, like, or like have a fungible token that tracks the floor price of a collection. So you can take a bad kid and put it into a pool and mint a bad token, which is a normal token that can be IBC, can AMM, and then you can use the bad token to claim a bad kid, any bad kid from the pool. And so it basically makes a way for people, you know, who want to have more liquidity on their bad kids, like you can actually like trade fractional pieces, similar to what Lab does for Mad Scientist. This allows you to turn any NFT collection into a bad token. And what's actually interesting is you could, so that's what that will actually enable any NFT on, you know, we don't want to compete with Stargaze. I think Stargaze has done a really good job at building like the NFT collection, and there's like, Necropolis, Stargaze, Omniflix, there's a lot that goes into building an NFT marketplace. That's just like not what Osmosis wants to focus on, but like Osmosis Dex will, you know, help you with, like, if you have some sort of fungible token associated with your NFT collection, we want Osmosis to be the place where those trade, where those can launch, where they can be levered up on, etc.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I think it's just about protecting the BBL IP, the Babu Labs IP, and Stargaze is doing quite well, but we don't feel as well supported as we could be, I guess. But no, thank you very much. Really appreciate your answers. Thank you.
I just wanted to chime in that, you know, a lot of these marketplaces, have been doing things on their own. And, you know, we just watched, you know, Osmosis and White Whale and Astroport all find a way to start working together. And I believe marketplaces can easily start to also synergize and do stuff together as well. It doesn't need to just be these islands of NFTs, you know, so let's see what happens.
Awesome, guys. I think that was our last question. This is one of the best spaces to date, I think. Thanks, guys, for joining.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We'll see you all on Twitter. Any last words on your side?
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody. This was really fun. We'll have our community spaces again sometime very soon. I believe we're going to be scheduling that on Friday, so I'll do a little shill for community spaces. If you do like these, join up and should be fun. And thanks for hosting and thanks for welcoming us.
Oh, before we quickly end, I want to make sure we give a big shout out to like the entire White Whale community and Sail Initiative for even making all of this like possible. And like, you know, we talk about bringing communities together. You know, the White Whale team was a big part of like bringing Backbone and you guys onto it, as well as a bunch of other projects coming to Osmosis as well.
Yeah, they've been great. Good call.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see you, everyone. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds, fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before
for discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place, smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle beats, tearing apart your community, all these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.